Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thank you for joining us again on our 66 Summary Verses of the Bible. Joining me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and I am Pastor Neil Radical. As we're looking at our next book, we're looking at the prophet Obadiah. Nathaniel, would you read our verse for the day, please?
Our verse comes from verse 15. There's only one chapter in the book of Obadiah, so from that opening chapter. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head. So Obadiah is kind of an interesting book. It was one of the very few books of the Old Testament, prophetic books of the Old Testament, that was written against a foreign country. As we go on in our study of the prophets, most of the prophets were sent to bring a message either to Israel or to Judah during the divided kingdom, which we've talked a little bit about in the historical books. But this one was sent to the foreign nation of Edom. And if you remember a little bit of the history of the Edomites were the descendants of Esau, so they were distant relatives of the people of Israel and Judah. This verse reminds us of something else, doesn't it? As you have done, it shall be done to you. What does that make you think of?
You think of the opposite of that, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
And usually we give that to Jesus, don't we? He's the so-called author of the golden rule. A lot of times we think of the Beatitudes or some of those messages of Jesus. And yeah, it does. It kind of reminds us of those words of the golden rule. As you have done, but it's backwards. As you have done, it will be done to you. And this was directed to the people of Edom. And as you read through this short one chapter prophecy, the reason that God was sending Obadiah with this message was because the Edomites, who were relatives of Judah, had not stood up for them. In this case, they were actually rejoicing when Judah was being attacked by a foreign country. So instead of coming to their aid, the golden rule helps other people, they were actually mocking the people of Judah. And the Lord finally says, as you have done, this is what is now going to happen to you. Your deeds will return on your own head. So the Lord was actually predicting the downfall of this nation of Edom, which would come about just after the time of Jesus, about the same time as the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD by the Romans. So the Lord reminds us here that destruction is going to come for disobedience, but there's also a message of grace at the end of this book. And the Lord does assure the people of Judah that he is with them, that he is going to protect them from their enemies. And there's an important message for us too, as we think about this term that Obadiah is going to introduce us to, the day of the Lord, which we're going to talk about more in some of the next prophets. The day of the Lord reminds us of a day of judgment, but also a day of salvation. While it was a day of judgment for the Edomites, it was a day of salvation for the people of Judah. And we look ahead to the judgment day when we read in these words of Obadiah, the Lord's final return on the last day. So it's an interesting verse, and it is reminiscent of Jesus and his words to us.
I think you did a beautiful job summarizing it. That's with this particular verse, I definitely think it stands out because it's showing earthly condemnation for refusal to follow the Lord's directives, refusal to help those who are in need. What's interesting to me is that I often think of that when it does come the judgment day, just like you mentioned, that day of the Lord. And I often think about that. The Lord will give mankind exactly what they want. We often say what they deserve, but exactly what they want. For those individuals living in this world today or in the past who wanted nothing to do with Jesus, who rejected him, who rejected his word, that's exactly what he will do. You know, Jesus reminds that of his relationship with his Father in heaven. He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me. And the Lord reminds us very clearly that rejection of Christ will ultimately lead to those who are rejected by Christ when he returns. It's very scary when you think about it. And I think the Lord sent these prophets, like you mentioned, to warn, to remind that while you're here on earth is the time to repent. And definitely you're left with this hope that you said in God's promises to redeem, but also that warning that, hey, we got to be on the watch out. We got to remember who we're following here in this life and listening to. So definitely a sobering, short book, prophet here. And I appreciate your thoughts on it.
I'd like to close with a prayer from the Lutheran hymnal in the Confession and Absolution section. I think one of the things as we study through the prophets, it reminds us of the Lord's call to repentance, but also his assurance of forgiveness when we come to him. So we're going to use a couple of verses from hymn 323. With broken heart and contrite sigh, a trembling sinner, Lord, I cry, thy pardoning grace is rich and free. O God, be merciful to me. I smite upon my troubled breast with deep and conscious guilt oppressed. Christ and his cross, my only plea. O God, be merciful to me. Far off I stand with tearful eyes, nor dare uplift them to the skies. But thou dost all my anguish see. O God, be merciful to me. Nor alms nor deeds that I have done can for a single sin atone. To Calvary alone I flee. O God, be merciful to me. And when redeemed from sin and hell, with all the ransomed throng I dwell, my raptured song shall ever be, God has been merciful to me. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.